Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Lori Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio. Lori Beth, are you with us? Good morning, Lori Beth, are you with us?
I am indeed. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Sorry, there was a little bit of a delay there. Let me see if I can get your first caller in here. 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Jeanette, is that you?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. You are live on the air with Lori Beth Jones. Have a great show.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm terrific. I had so much fun reading your biography and wished I could have been one of your helmet cams for most of your life, I think.
It would be interesting, that is for sure. That is for sure. I'm grateful that our paths were able to cross during all of that craziness.
Well, let me give you a proper and well-deserved introduction to the show listeners here. Good morning, listeners, to the Lori Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show, and we have Jeanette Smith as our guest today, and she is an Emmy, Telly, and Aurora Award-winning broadcast journalist with 22-plus years of experience in anchoring and reporting for WCPO-TV in Cincinnati, WFAA-TV in Dallas, and WAGA in Atlanta. And even before the days of reality TV show, Jeanette would throw herself into the stories. For example, she rode a bull for 2.7 seconds and lived at sea on the aircraft carrier, the John C. Stennis. She's an amazing transformer and change agent. And I'm sure we're going to get caught up in our conversation, and I want our listeners to be sure and go to JeanetteSmithOnline.com. And that's two T's in Jeanette with an E at the end, JaneTTes, smithonline.com. And she's got a book coming out in the fall, and we have a lot to talk about. So, Jeanette, jump in here and tell us what's the life change you made after we last talked?
Well, you know, it was interesting. I think the last time I saw you was probably, I believe it was right before 9/11, actually. And I was working at that time at Fox in Atlanta, and we brought you in for the morning show. I remembered I was excited about your books when I was in Dallas. The Path was really what helped turn some things around for me, and I even talk about that in my book. But so when I got to Atlanta, I wanted people to experience what was next, and that was, I think it was Jesus in Blue Jeans or Jesus CEO. It was one of those. And
right.
And we had you on, and we talked about it, and after that interview, and you know, I can't remember how many months it was, but shortly thereafter, within 6 to 8 months, 9/11 occurred. And at that time, I, like many people, I think at that point, kind of did a life assessment. You know, if you didn't value life before, you certainly did then. And if you did value life, you appreciated it even more. And you, for me personally, I looked at you know, what I had created and what I had been blessed to do to that point and said, am I still doing what it is that I set out to do? Am I still helping people? Am I still really making a difference? And I do believe that, you know, there were parts of my career while I was in news that I was able to make a difference in people's lives. But for me personally, at that point, I felt like I needed more. After I read the Path, I kind of came up, because you help people come up with their mission statement for life. And
right.
Mine kind of boiled down to an acronym of EIEIO, which was...
I love that.
Yeah, which was I wanted to encourage, inspire, entertain, and inform people in original ways. And when I looked at my life, I felt a little not a little. I felt very stifled. You know, I felt like the reach and impact that I wanted to have, I could not fully have in that type of scenario. And so I took a leap of faith, and I opted out of the last year of my contract.
Wow.
You know, you just don't do that, really.
Right.
You just don't, especially when you don't have anything you're leaping onto, you know. So it was a very scary time. It was a very, very scary time. But also at that time, I was plugged into a good church. So spiritually for me, I was probably exactly where I needed to be able to think higher, think broader, and have the faith to walk out on it. And the first Monday that I didn't work, I spent all day in my closet. I don't know what the purpose of that was now. I thought maybe I was going in for prayer, and I spent most of it sleep, to be honest with you. But I started out meditating, and then I just ended up asleep on the floor. But, you know, what I think it did for me was I think it was a paradigm shift. I didn't watch television all day, you know, lamenting about where I was and what I used to do and associating with all that. And, you know, it was an etch-a-sketch moment. You know, it just kind of cleared away. That was what you used to do. That's not who you are, you know, and there's more in store. And then I got out of the closet, and I was off to the next thing. And I got plugged into volunteer work and doing things. And it was really fulfilling. And I would say within a month, my agent had hooked me up with Scripps Networks, which they're responsible for Home and Garden TV, HGTV, DIY Network, Food Network, and Fine Living. So I got plugged into that machine and was able to go on and do entertainment, which freed me up to do the other things that I wanted to do. So, you know, when you look at that, you have to say, wow, God really, that was totally his plan. I'm not smart enough to work a plan like that. And so in terms of how did things change for me, I've started walking more authentically in who I was. And I think news gave me the foundation to understand television and to understand the responsibility that comes with that medium, and gave me the reach and the popularity and the notoriety to do some things, so that when I stepped out toward helping people, in my opinion, in a bigger way, broader way, I had that foundation, but then I could walk on authentically in my calling.
Mm. So how are you helping people now? Tell us what you're doing.
Well, my whole focus, again, I'm still under the EIEIO banner, but I'm really, you know, I've been moved within the last few years by our resolve, our resiliency, especially in this country with the economy having, you know, done somersaults. We're still trying to figure out the debt ceiling and what are we going to do, you know, and many people are still unemployed. It really made people have to reinvent themselves.
Right.
And that became, I'll be honest, I didn't make the initial transition very well. I did in terms of I stayed gainfully employed. I did go through a downsizing myself. But I did stay gainfully employed in those things. But in terms of emotionally, you know, sometimes you can think you're okay, and sometimes you wrap yourself so much around your passions and your work and your calling that you don't stop to do a little self-check. Are you really okay? You know, being okay is not, I'm strong, I'm focused on the task, I'm working, That's not when it's okay. You're okay when you can feel the fear and do it anyway. You're okay when you feel sad and you have to lament, you know, leaving a company that you've worked at for years and still feeling the sadness, but pushing forward knowing that that's not the end. That's when you're okay.
Right. Let me just interject a point here before we go on. You have a downloadable goal setting.
Yes.
I guess, what is it, a goal-setting chart or a goal-setting?
It's a purpose planner, and that came up at the end of this last year, and it's exactly what I use to kind of pull myself out of that rut.
People can get that at www.JeanetteSmithOnline.com.
.com, yes.
I know everybody's going to want to download this.
Yes.
Do you get through reinvention?
You know, and it's important to know that you can. And then after you believe and wrap your head around knowing that you can, you have to have a plan for it. You know, it doesn't just happen. And and so this past year, you know, people said, you know, I hear you on your show talking about reinvention and you have people on there. How do I make this transition? And, I sat down and I just, you know, put everything, all the processes I kind of combined into something that people could literally try to work out in within 15 to 20 minutes. Because I know if it takes much longer than that, you're probably not going to do it. I mean, we're already talking about people who don't like to set goals. We don't like to sit down and put things on paper. So if I ask for much more of that time, you're probably not going to do it. So it's just focusing on three areas. It's focusing on your goals. It's focusing on the major players, because I don't think we always consider the people who have impact in our lives or could have impact in our lives. So say you set out to lose weight. Let's just pick that one. If you don't get the people in your household involved or on board with your plan, they can sabotage it. And not necessarily intentionally, you know, but when we don't know what you're working toward, you know, we can't help you. And so, then the other major players are
So the first one is focusing on your goals. The second one is naming the players.
The major players.
And
the major players, not just who does impact your life, but who could. Mentors, people who could help you with information or connections, you know, those types of things. And then lastly, it's your action items. You know, now I understand what I'm trying to do. I understand who can help or who I need buy-in from. And then it's about sitting down. And the tasks really, they do kind of just flow. After you kind of understand those two first things, what you need to do comes next. You know, when I went through the biggest change in my life, you know, God dropped this in my spirit. He said, making change is never as difficult as accepting change.
Mm-hmm.
And I've found that to be so true. Because once you accept that things have to change, what you need to do kind of unfolds.
Right. So you've got a book coming out in the fall. What's the title of it?
It's Dream to Reality, and right now I'm a little bit of a rebel, Lori Beth, okay?
I never would have guessed that.
You know, go figure, the bull rider chick. But I just know, you know, talking to publishers, they're like, you know, your contemporaries are writing these 200-page books, and you really need to have this. And I understand, but the people that I feel will benefit from this may not sit down for a 200-page book. They may not. And this book is a bit of a workbook. It's kind of like the purpose planner. It helps you walk through the process. You can live out your dreams. Everybody has one. God put it in you because you have a purpose to fulfill. The reason our world works is because we've got people who love to build things. We've got other people over here who love art. We've got moms over here who can nurture and raise us up. We've got, you know, so everybody has that calling and purpose, but you've got to get quiet, identify it, and then walk it out. So I'm offering that right now on my website. It's $7.95. I just believe that, you know what, 200-page books are great, and I'm working toward that for the fall. But right now I know that people, you know what I mean? I just know that people want to sit down. They want answers now. I mean, look at where the state of millions of people are right now today. They need help that they can get now and hope. They need hope. You know, and so we've got to change up how we think about doing things and, you know, the structures that we've built about how things should work and really meet needs of people in unconventional ways.
So what are your next two action items? I see that we've got about 3 minutes left in the show. What are the next three things that you're going to do?
The first thing is I don't know what it will end up being, but I have an umbrella of that comes under a saying of mine that's dream it, believe it, do it. You know, mm-hmm. dream it, believe it, do it. And under that banner, I want to offer, you know, people scholarships to do the things that they're dreaming of doing, to continue to offer books and other resources, to work with people who are like-minded and you know, in that sense of trying to help people and help birth these dreams, help get these, you know, be the midwives to help these people birth these dreams and connect with people. Like, I want to, you know, go on lectures, tours, and just really try to spread the hope that, you know what, don't give up on your dreams. You have them for a reason. There is something that you have that we need. So we've got to help you get it out.
So you, if I were guessing, and I don't know if you've taken your pet personality profile yet, but I'm guessing you're probably a wind fire.
Yes.
When I listen to your words of, you know, entertainment, encouragement, excitement, originality, those are all wind fire words. And
yes.
You like to do things in a big way to glorify God, and you like fast results.
That's it. Well, and I think that helps encourage us when you can get a little, even fast results can be tiny results, but as long
right.
as they're results, they really do encourage
you,
don't, yeah,
that's
yeah.
exactly right. Well, JeanetteSmithOnline.com, and she also has a Blog Talk Radio show, which you can access at blogtalkradio.com, #, Jeanette Smith Online. She is a dynamo. Jeanette, you're just amazing. Any last word you want to give our listeners?
I just want to say, you know, dream it, believe it, and do it. And I want to take a few seconds to say, Lori Beth, you know, when we talk about the people who are the encouragers and who are the inspirers and the people who hold up our arms when we're in battle, you have certainly been one of those people from afar from me. Like I said, it started with the path, and I just encourage you to continue to do what you're doing with your institute and all that you're doing, because, you know, we need it. We need it.
Wow. Well, you have encouraged me today greatly, Jeanette. Thank you so much for being on the show, and God bless you in all your endeavors.
Thank you so much, and you as well, Lori Beth.
All right. You make it a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.